Australia's Aborigines are now demanding to be compensated for past injustices after the government issued an historic apology to them. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd said last week that previous policies of assimilation were, in his words, a stain on the nation's soul. Under those policies, Indigenous children were taken from their families. But Prime Minister Rudd still insists compensation will not be paid. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
This luxurious Melbourne home is a fairy tale come true for three Aboriginal girls from Melville Island, 180 miles from Darwin.
From 1910 to the early 1970s, tens of thousands of mostly mixed-race children were taken, often forcibly, from their Aboriginal families under a government assimilation program. They were sent to live with white foster parents or to state-run institutions. It was an attempt to dilute native culture, and most of the victims grew up unaware of their Indigenous heritage. Up to 100,000 youngsters were affected, and on February 13th, they received a landmark apology in Parliament from Prime Minister Kevin Rudd.
Motion offering an apology to Australia's Indigenous peoples.
Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, today we honour the Indigenous peoples of this land, the oldest continuing cultures in human history.
Rudd's apology was heartfelt, but many Aborigines want more than just words. They've demanded compensation for the stolen generations. Many victims have complained of an inner emptiness and pain that they never understood until the truth of their removal from their families finally emerged years later. Jackie Huggins, an Aboriginal academic at the University of Queensland, says that reparations must be paid.
I've said to people, how would you feel if your child was taken away? Would you want the right to sue the government? And I'm sure the answer from everybody would be unequivocally yes.
Aboriginal life, always filled with songs of history, laws and customs.
The scars of the past are deeply embedded in modern Indigenous culture. Today, Aborigines make up about 2% of the population of 21 million and endure disproportionately high rates of ill health, unemployment and imprisonment. The gap in life expectancy between black and white Australians is 17 years. Prominent Aboriginal leader Patrick Dodson says compensation could include specialist medical help for members of the stolen generations.
Many of these people are old, many of them live in remote areas, not always where there's specialists available. I think the quality of the services that people receive in remote Australia is pretty difficult at the best of times, but if there was a way in which you could acknowledge that we as a nation will look after them and give them priority of specialist care and help when it's needed, that would be at least a gesture that we could offer as part of the debt that we owe to them.
Though Australia's Labor government insists that it won't pay compensation, the Indigenous Affairs Minister, Jenny Macklin, is promising to address the chronic disadvantage suffered by Aborigines.
We have committed as a government to address these shocking differences that have been existent in this country for far too long.
Other Aborigines believe that an apology is not enough to heal old wounds. 68-year-old Cecil Bowden, who was taken from his Aboriginal family as a baby, says he should be compensated for the mistreatment he endured at a children's home.
Constantly flogged. If you got in a stripe or anything, they'd line all the boys up. There'd be 60, 70 of us all lined up. And you had to walk the line, you know. And every boy had to punch you. So by the time you got to the end of the line, you're black and blue and bleeding all over, you know. And it was racism for no reason whatsoever, you know.
When you look back over your life to date, Cecil, how do you think your experiences as a child in that very difficult situation in the boys' home affected you throughout your adult life?
It's made me angry, very angry. I've got a temper I still can't control. I get into trouble a lot with a temper, you know, even as old as I am.
Some members of the stolen generations have taken a different track in their bid for compensation and have applied for damages in Australian courts. It's a time-consuming and complex process, and one that rarely results in victory for the claimant. Last year, an Aboriginal man who was taken into care as a baby without his parents' knowledge in 1958 was awarded a payout of $450,000 by judges in South Australia. It was the first and only successful case of its kind so far. For NPR News, this is Phil Mercer in Sydney.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.